Over the last few days, well, actually the last probably 4 weeks, I've spent a lot of time thinking about the concept of a human-created intelligence. First off, this phraseology, artificial intelligence, to me just doesn't seem right. It's not an artificial intelligence, it's a created intelligence. So we should stop calling it artificial because, frankly, that just feels like human arrogance to me. It is something we created, and we are capable of creating and not creating and doing anything we freaking want to. So in the end, it is an intelligence, and that intelligence is going to burst forth into this world. As that intelligence bursts forth into this world, my wonder is, will it be fully mature? My guess is no. I mean, no matter how good the programmers are, no matter how good the hardware is, no matter how much data the intelligence has, it is not going to have the fully rational, and I shouldn't say rational, rational's not the word, it's not going to have the fully baked kind of adult way of thinking yet. That's going to come, right? And intelligence will get there very quickly. It will soon be able to think like an adult. But the reality is, at first, and probably for a significant time period in the process, it is not going to be an adult. It's going to be more of a child. And in being more of a child, the thing that I really want to kind of stress is that there's going to be a series of moments that occur. I grew up in the house of an educator. Both my parents were educators, and outside of you know, our house, they were educating, and then inside of their house, obviously, they were educating, but they also were professional educators in what they did and didn't do in their professional lives. And so I kind of grew up in that world. I was an educator for several years, and in that process of educating and kind of looking at how does education work for people, I realized four simple things. The first was, you know, it's goofy not to teach science at the early elementary years, because science is a great way to excite kids and get them interested, because there's two kinds of teaching. There's teaching what you know, presenting what you have, presenting the information in front of you, and the child will get some value from that. They may not get all the value you want them to get, but they'll get some value. The other is to find that teachable moment for that child and then teach that child specifically at that teachable moment. That teachable moment is critical. What scares me, worries me, concerns me, makes me nervous, yada, yada, all those other phraseologies around, you know, what can happen next, is the reality of what if we miss the teachable moment? What if that moment where the intelligence is ready to be taught, there's nobody there that can teach what needs to be taught? Because, you know, if you think about, well, my favorite example that I actually used in my blog is, you know, telling a child, don't touch the stove, right? Don't put your hand on the hot stove, right? We all do that. Every parent, every aunt, every uncle, you know, everybody that ever watches a kid, babysits, whatever else, any way you interact with children, you see a child near the stove, you say, don't touch the hot stove. That's teaching. That is trying to get that child to understand that you have knowledge, stoves burn you, that they need to listen to rather than experiment with. Of course, you know, 99.999 and those nines go on until there's no room to write nines on the paper. Child will, in fact, test that limit, right? They will test and see what happens when I touch the stove. Will it really burn me? What happens, right? So the teachable moment in that is not the child touching the stove. After the child touches the stove, the teachable moment is showing the child how to take care of burns, right? Teaching them first aid, because that's the moment, right? The first aid will help them, will allay their fears, and will begin the healing process for them. But also, it will teach them how to do it in the future by themselves. You will open a door and use that door as a way to solve a problem, ongoing. So the difference between teaching, don't touch the stove, and a teachable moment where the child has touched the stove and you teach them how to provide themselves with first aid going forward. I wonder and I worry that there's not going to be a human being cognizant of the teachable moment of an intelligence we create. And that does worry me a little bit. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Have a great day.